welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Turn the Page. I'm your host today, Jen, and I am joined by a writer of a book that stayed with me a really long time after I finished reading it. I've been thinking about it for a very long time, and I'm so glad to finally be having this chat. So hello, welcome. Could I ask you to introduce yourself and your book, please?
Yes. Hi, I'm Nancy Chadwick, and I am the author of The Wisdom of the Willow. It is a novel, women's fiction, about four sisters and three sisters who are facing life changes, and that they rely on the wisdom taught to them by their mom under a willow tree to navigate those changes. And the fourth sister, well, she is trying to find her place to be in her own way.
It's such a lovely book, and it is the latest in a number of creative works for you that sort of explore trees and nature and family. And I'm wondering if we could start off by talking a little bit about how you found your writing niche, how it kind of came to you, and how it led you to this project.
Yes. Well, actually, my writing ways probably started when I was maybe 5 or 6. And we had a birch tree growing in the corner of my girlhood home. And one morning I discovered a little group of bunnies that were nestled in a corner underneath a tree. And I realized that, the natural world is a place that's comforting, it's giving, it's a home to small creatures and to big creatures. And that birch tree really became synonymous with home for me. I just love the way the birch tree was, how it looked physically, how it moved. Subsequently, I wrote a memoir after that called Under the Birch Tree. And I had always been a memoir personal essay writer. And I thought, kind of, what's next? So considering writing fiction was always like really daunting. I used to write what I knew. In writing fiction, I had to kind of make things up and use my imagination. But in terms of writing fiction, it kind of happened. I was on a walk through the woods, as I usually do, and came upon a short bridge. And I looked over that bridge, and the sun was hitting the water under on the river under the bridge just so, and everything just started sparkling. My imagination took off. I thought of maybe a little boy who was poking the earth underneath the bridge, and one thing led to another, and I just started writing fiction. And then The Wisdom of the Willow came about when I certainly still love the birch tree, but a willow tree also being so different in how it looks from all the other trees, and called upon its symbolism and kind of took it from there.
That's so lovely. And I really appreciate that the tree functions as, a metaphor, obviously, and, symbolizes lots of things, but also it's a character in and of itself, and it functions very literally in that regard.
Yes, yes.
I'm wondering, it's really lovely that your love of nature sort of spurred your interest in writing. And I'm wondering if writing about nature and trees over the year has changed that relationship in turn. Is there like a dialectical effect, or have you found your perspective shifting on how it functions in your own life?
Actually, I've always looked at the natural world as being our classroom. When we leave our classrooms inside our homes or our jobs, and we go out and we meander through woods or forests, I think we leave behind all the noise and the distraction, and we go to a different place that really calls upon our senses. We get in tune to birds and how things feel. Is the sun out? Are we cold or warm? And if you're lucky enough to be in a place that has seasons, how is the seasons reflected? So I think I've always looked upon the natural world as teaching me, how to not only live in the moment, but to really be still, just to sit and be still. And I kind of reflected that in the book a little bit with the sisters, that when they were going through their changes and their mother kind of said, "Hey, you're facing some difficulties. Just go outside, be alone, be still, and tune into your surroundings. And just let your mind be still, and you will work things out. Everything works out."
So let's talk a little bit about the story. It's really was poignant for me because I find myself where I am like reaching the age where the sisters are, and it really caused me to reflect
Yes.
upon my own life. And I was thinking a lot about something that came up in another interview once, the sort of coming of age in your middle age, and how that really affects how you interact with the world, but also very much I think how you see your family and your mother, I think particularly if you are a daughter. So yeah, can
Yes.
you talk a little bit about crafting your family here and the dynamics between them all?
Well, I one thing that I really look forward to is creating a story that's relatable and characters that are relatable. So I created a family of sisters, and though they are all very different, they're very close in age, by the way. Charlotte is the youngest, and she does look upon her older sisters for guidance, but yet she struggles to try to find her own place. So in creating those characters, I wanted them to all be going through the same situations of as finding their places in life, yet having something in common, that they all kind of have the bonds of sisterhood, and that their mother really is a source of wisdom through how she relates among her family, how she has respect for herself and her children, and really hopes that she can guide her children beginning at a young age and making those decisions. So, I think when you get to that 40-ish kind of age, some people, are kind of in that reassessing mode and think, "Oh, what have I been through? But yet, what's ahead of me? Do I need to pivot? Do I need to do something totally different?" And like one of the characters, Rose, she leaves her acting business, and all her plays and in roles, and becoming something that she really isn't, and ventures into a whole new life of writing. And it's not so much as that, you're trying to pivot and trying to maybe do something different, but it's finding what makes you happy and what you really like to do and what you're passionate about doing.
Yeah, and that plays out so beautifully, both internally for the characters and in their relationships and conversations with each other. Oh, yes, I did have a question about when you're constructing a story that has shifting perspectives. Each chapter gives you the insight into a different sister for a time, and you hear the story through their point of view. And I'm wondering, like, how do you decide when to pivot? Do you do it when you want to show something from their perspective, or maybe do you do it when you want to conceal something by shifting perspectives? Like, how do you structure all of that?
Yeah, the book is structured with alternating point of views from each sister, and including the mother. I did that on purpose because I wanted the reader to really get into the mind and the personality of each sister and kind of what they're going through. And my main motivation to do that is to really show what they're going through. and it's more of a showing than anything else. There's a scene in the kitchen where all the sisters are talking about becoming mothers and having children of their own. And one sister has no desire to become a mom. The older sister, Deborah, is a career woman. She has worked her way up. She never even thought she'd get married, let alone, maybe having a child. And here she is. She meets somebody, falls in love. He has a young son, and she never thought that she would be a stepmom. So it's really to show different perspectives about where the sisters are in life and kind of where their thinking is. But yet there's still some friction being sisters. Well, why would you want to do that? And, what is your thinking about that? Of course, you go to college, after you're done with high school. And Linny did not want to do that. She was perfectly fine working at a farm and learning, about business practices and in how to run a business that her next job, she could fall right into in managing and a small boutique.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if part of that coming of age in your middle age doesn't involve, perhaps like letting go of the need to compare yourself to other people, especially the people that you're related to. I think, even unconsciously, it can be really difficult not to measure your own life in comparison to those of the people around you. Is that something that you were thinking of, like in their dynamic as well, or?
Yes, and I think I hope when I was constructing the characters that I wanted to show from the beginning their paths to try to find their own way to be. And but yet being realistic and being in the sisterhood, that especially Deborah being older, that she kind of dictates, well, this is what you guys need to do. And she was called upon to watch over the younger kids, and so she was kind of in that secondary motherly role, if you will, by watching over them and guiding them and so forth. But yet it was also important for me to show those characters driven by finding their own unique place to be.
Was there a character who was your favorite to write? And then on the other hand, was there one who was the most challenging to write?
Yes, I would say Deborah was my favorite. She was the oldest. I really liked her gumption, her driven attitude and work. She was kind of a taller, I tried to make her out taller and with just a strength in her. But yet she was very vulnerable. She got married. Unfortunately, the marriage did not work out, but yet there was a soft part of her that really would take care of her stepson and have that kind of relationship. So she just kind of witty and flirty and charming, but really smart. So I enjoyed writing Deborah. The most difficult maybe was Charlotte, the youngest, because she was the most sensitive person, a little nervous. She stands, and if she's anxious or something, she'll be twirling her hair and her finger, and kind of stepping from one leg to the other and so forth. So it was difficult in that I wanted to show her standing up for herself. And there were a couple scenes in there where I think she just, all the sisters were talking, and then she just blurted out. She just couldn't handle it. And she just let the words roll. So I wanted to show that yeah, she had had enough. I'm finding my own way. I'm not going to college. I'm just fine working for this supply parts company and living close by to my folks and taking care of them. So that was probably the most difficult character to maybe develop.
Yeah, she I really enjoyed well, I enjoyed being inside all of their heads, but Charlotte I thought was so really relatable for me as a person who is also maybe not always the best at advocating for themselves or speaking their
Right.
mind.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And that can be hard to write, you know, because writing characters who are hesitant to say things is yeah, tricky. Appreciate.
Right. Yeah, and I didn't want her to get lost in the sisterhood shuffle. I still wanted her to be a main character. But I think with her going into her mind a little bit and revealing her thoughts and what she's thinking about, and also by having Margaret be her secret keeper about her illness, gave Charlotte that sense of, hey, I'm keeping mom's secret. I'm kind of her confidant. I'm taking her to the doctor, and helping her out and just keeping that secret until she couldn't keep it anymore. And then it kind of blew.
Yeah, and speaking of the mother at the center of this, I think another thing that it does really well is illustrating how there's no mother-daughter relationship is the same. And that doesn't mean that one is necessarily better or worse or ranked
Right.
above or below another, but that they all are different. Yeah, because you talk about, what's interesting to me is that when you're writing a family story, you're really writing like a family history, and
Sure.
the accumulation of all the things that have happened to them. So, yeah, like, could you talk a little bit about, yeah, writing their mother and fleshing out all of those relationships?
Right. I wanted to portray Margaret as having a good sense of humor and having a good relationship with her husband Joe, and kind of a good bantery back and forth. Margaret is a very strong personality, but yet she's got soft spot for her daughters. She depends a lot and has, when the girls were growing up, on Deborah's help. And yet her tone in her tone of voice can be different. I portrayed a little bit differently how she talks to Deborah. It's a little more, less coddling maybe. Oh, you can do it. You're fine. Don't worry about it. I don't have to interfere. But yet with Charlotte, her tone is softer. It's quieter. It's a little more slow, a little more patient. The dynamics kind of shift depending on what daughter she's speaking with. Doesn't it's not meant to indicate that she's got a favorite or not, or but she just knows their personality so well, what they're capable of, when they need a little bit of a prodding, and when she knows to stand back. But her greatest hope is that she has given them the wisdom, about life, about nature, about, lessons, to kind of carry them through their adulthood.
It's so lovely. And I think it paints a very nice portrait of what family love is, that it is about. And I think this is something that maybe families struggle with, is about meeting the person where they are, both people sort of meeting in the middle, and that every relationship requires its own sort of, as you say, tones and types of interactions and things like that. It's
Sure.
a very nuanced family portrait, and I really appreciated it.
Well, good. Thank you. Yeah. It's a fun family to write. But yet I want it to be realistic. Everybody goes through their own challenges. They're all separate. I just enjoyed writing about Margaret and Joe and the sisterhood and in a reflective nature that brought in, lessons from the natural world and kind of tied it all up.
Is your I know authors sometimes have a hard time talking about what they're working on next, but are you continuing in this vein? Are you writing more about sort of family and nature?
Actually, I do have a third book. It's in the editing stages.
Nice.
Maybe I'm sad to say there are no trees involved. It's a very different book. It's called Mercy Town, and it actually picks up from a short story that I wrote a couple years ago and fast forwards about 10 years. And instead of there's a is a strong family dynamic, but there's also a dynamic within a very small town, and finding mercy about a killing that happened 10 years ago. And so there's a lot of moral lessons to go about forgiveness, to learn forgiveness, about moving on, about being real with our emotions and our feelings, and how we deal with that and with each other.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. And I was about to say, without any awareness, that it's great that you're branching out. And then I realized.
Yeah. But
Yes.
I must say, there is an oak tree in the backyard. So, and it has a swing. So I kind of bring the scenes coming back with the kids in the swing, and just showing them as being very carefree in their younger kidhood days. And so I always do manage to throw a tree in there somewhere.
That's great. I love the diversity of trees too. There's a lot of different types of trees.
Right. Yeah. Well, usually, when writers write about trees, it's the mighty oak, but I just, oaks are strong. They never break, but I wanted to write about different trees that have different characteristics and very a lot of symbolism and metaphor involved in. And the willow tree, what was it? Willow tree can bend and sway and move, but it does not break.
That is really lovely. It's a lovely meditation on each of these trees. And thank you so much for coming to talk to us about all this. It's really been a pleasure to explore your work and especially this book. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Jen.
You're very welcome. Listeners, it's your turn now. Please check out The Wisdom of the Willow. By the time that you listen to this, it will be available. So please head to your favorite library, independent bookstore, wherever you like to get books. It's now time to close this chapter. We'll see you next time.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.